to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Sunday, August 6th by Rose Grobel.
Of the Father and the Holy Spirit. O God, accept the meditation in our hearts. May it all be acceptable in your name. Amen. The gospel for today is the Transfiguration according to Luke's gospel. In this text, Jesus takes his inner circle of Peter, James, and John up on a mountaintop by themselves. We find that Jesus is, during the New Testament, is always going up the mountaintop for his devotions and for his prayers and to get away from crowds. Now, Peter and his companions are sleepy, but they have stayed awake. And they saw the appearance of Jesus' face had changed, and his clothes were dazzling white. Then all of a sudden, Moses and Elijah literally drop in and begin a conversation with Jesus. There's nothing said in the Bible about what they discussed with Jesus. And I've always wondered, were they telling him what was to happen to him in Jerusalem? Would this have changed his life if he had known what was to happen to him on the mountain of Golgotha? Then Peter, our usually bumbling Peter, that wonderful man, is so impressed in what's going on, he says, "Master, it's good for us to be here." And he says, "Why don't we construct three dwellings? One for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah." Then this big cloud appears, and a voice says, "This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him." They all looked around, and everyone had disappeared but Jesus. And they went down the mountain, and Jesus had told them not to tell anyone about what had happened on top of that mountain. Now we, in this modern world, what are we to think about this? We have a trip to the mountains, we have dazzling attire, heavenly visitors, drowsy disciples, voices from the clouds, and a proposed construction plan. What would we think if this happened to us? Yet deep within these strange goings on are deep spiritual truths that can speak to modern people in our modern world. First, we have the location, which is a mountaintop, a place where ancient people traditionally gathered to pray. Living in the Appalachian Mountains, my father took us to a mountain, one of the highest in that area, called Seneca Mountains, which the Indians named. It was a tradition for them to go to the top of this mountain to call on their spirits. People used to gather on mountains tops because they felt they were higher from the ground, and the closer they would be to God. I think most of us think that that's true. But we don't need to pack our bags and move to the Rocky Mountains in order to pray. But what we can learn from this story is that we need to come to our higher ground to pray. And for us, our weekly Sunday liturgy is our higher ground. There are so many people in this world trying to reach up, up, up to find God. The only problem with all of this is because God's beyond our reach. We can't reach up to God. Even though God is available to anyone and everyone, not because we can reach up to God, because God in Jesus Christ reaches down to us. Eric and I went to a seminary this year, and the speaker was talking about the higher ground of God. And we were asked, what do you think of being in touch with God on a mountain? Well, I remembered that old hymn, "I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses, and where I walk with God, and I talk with God, and I pray with God." To me, I don't want God, I don't want Jesus Christ way up there. I want Jesus Christ where I can reach out right here. I want him here, where he can take hold of my hand. We are the ones who are lost. It is God who reaches down and finds us through Jesus Christ our Lord. For those who come to be in Christ Jesus, the mountaintop is an important concept, knowing the God who came down to us in Jesus Christ is a mountaintop experience. Saying that knowing God in Christ is a mountaintop experience is not saying that Christianity is all about being in a higher place. The Christian experience is one side of the coin. In the Christian experience, Golgotha is the other side of the coin. Those who ascend a mountain and those who are in sync with God know the harsh realities of the valley awaits below them. Christ descends from the mountaintop of transfiguration down to the valley, knowing he will be going to Jerusalem, knowing there is a young boy there who he will save from death. In the story, Peter was so high in his mountaintop experience that he wanted to build shrines. He wanted to somehow preserve this experience for all time. Yet we all know that experiences in life, the ones that are most significant, they can't be bottled up and preserved. The only thing we can do with these experiences is to cherish them and remember them. As people in Christ, we are people of the mountaintop, and we're called to live and work in this valley below that mountain. This valley in this world where there's evil, where there's poverty, where there's longing, where there's hurt, where there's need. This valley is where God wants us to be. He doesn't want us to be way up on the mountaintop. He wants us to be down in this valley doing his work to our utmost being. This is where we're to minister. Not because of being on a mountaintop, it's because of our encounter with God in Christ that we have the strength and the courage to live down in this valley, to see what is going on with our neighbors, to see the desolation of a homeless person, of children without food. We are called to, in this valley, way beyond our church doors. We can echo the words of Dr. Martin Luther King, who was another mountaintop traveler. He said, "I have been to the mountaintop, and I just want to do God's will. God has allowed me to go up to the mountains, and I have looked over, and I have seen the promised land, and I am happy tonight. I'm not fearing anything, and I'm not worried about anything, for my eyes have seen the coming of the Lord." Martin Luther King has seen the coming of the Lord from his mountaintop experience. God is present here among us in his word, in the sacramental bread of life and the cup of salvation, and in us, God's holy people, in us. God is present with us to give us our courage and our source of power and our source of might. And God will empower us to go out into the world and give to others God's most brilliant light. In our journeys of faith, there are times and places where God impacts us so profoundly that our lives are changed and our faith is transformed. We saw this happen with Moses when he went up to the mountain to the burning beach and was transformed so brilliantly he had to cover his face. We see this in Elijah, who was hiding in a cave while people were coming to kill him. And God calls him and says, "Come out of the cave." And Elijah is sent live in a fiery chariot up into the sky. We see Stephen, who is being terribly, terribly, terribly crucified with stones. And on his knees, he was transformed. We see Peter in this reading who says that he knows that his time is coming, but yet he was transformed when he saw Christ illuminated on top of a mountain. So even when we fail, if we are faithful, God can use that failure to transform us, and through us, we can transform the world. So be up on the mountaintop and let your eyes see the glory of the coming of our Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen.